Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good? It's Skyline time.
This
is After Sunday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of After Sunday. I am one of your co-hosts, Elissa, and I'm joined today by Alex. And I think both of us have had a little bit of a hiatus, one of us a little bit longer than the other. I think you were out last week, right, Alex?
We, both of ours were traveling. Yours were too, right?
Yeah, I think, but I missed 2 weeks.
So you had a big trip. We had a Disney trip, then we had a
in-laws
trip.
Yeah, you were back after Disney. We had a couple episodes.
And in the holidays too, everybody's just so hit and miss. And it's like, what weekend am I going to be where and why?
Yes, we are definitely into that season.
Take it one day at a time.
But I love the holidays, so I'm excited to kind of roll into that. It's my favorite time of year. Everyone is, you get the air is crisp and you get a little cozy and I don't know, the Christmas lights come out after Halloween, which is this week, so.
Some would even say it's the most wonderful time of the year.
What? It's almost.
Or sing about it.
Or maybe, yeah, write a song. We talked about songs in church today as well.
And what season we're wrapping up, you know, we're wrapping up faith season.
Yes, yes. What a great segue. So we are talking about, we are, as Alex mentioned, wrapping up our month of revival of faith. And today we're talking about faith as a race. I think that would be a good way to just, in one single sentence, sum up faith as a race. And of course, we're talking about Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, where we're called to run with endurance the race that is set before us. When you think about running and specifically like the analogy of faith as a race,
I'm exhausted already.
Like, what comes to mind?
Well, I don't want to give away the end, but the Olympics.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll come back to
the Netflix documentary that talks about all the runners. And I think just because we've watched that afterwards, like I'm big into watching running now, I don't really want to do it as much, but I'm into watching it. But I love the running analogy, and I know that's Paul's quote, you know, run the race, finish the course, kept the faith.
Yep.
And he could say finish the course, but it's weird that it's a race, and as we mentioned, it's nobody's there with a stopwatch.
No, it's not a race in the sense of it doesn't matter who gets there fastest. You are not judged on your, you know.
Speed.
Performance, if you will. I mean, yes, in some sense, but not in the traditional sense where we think of being judged on our performance in a race. Mm-hmm. The goal is really the finish line. And it's not about how you look running. I think Craig said, it's not about how strong we look, but how steady we stay. And he gave a couple of examples when it's like people looked one way, but they were really God saw them another way. So the first one was 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. So Samuel saw David, and he saw a shepherd, but God saw a king. And then the other one was the woman in Mark chapter 12 who gave the two coins, and the disciples saw someone who gave a pittance, but Jesus saw a great sacrifice. So it's not about, you know, the appearance, and it's not about how we look while we are running our race. It's really more about staying the course and making sure we're going in the right direction.
And one of the things that I don't want to get us pulled too far off track, because I know you're teaching this quarter, so it's hard to get to class. But one thing we did mention in class, I actually had the opportunity to go. I wasn't in the booth or in security, so it was nice. But we talked about authenticity. And we've got two, I tried to tie this in, we've got two Wednesday night Bible classes right now where Tabitha and Mike Hollingsworth are both doing, Tabitha Gibbs and Mike Hollingsworth, men and women split class, but we're talking about being an authentic Christian. Mm-hmm. And people are able to see through, we're told to see through the facade of either the man with great stature that we talked about in class in the Old Testament. You know, don't look, as God doesn't see the stature, he sees the heart. Mm-hmm. And then also the women with two mites, people saw somebody putting in not a lot of money, but God saw them putting in a lot of money.
Right.
You know, not in terms of the value of that currency, but putting in a lot of what they had. Mm-hmm. And there's this facade that sometimes we put up.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think of, we had the opportunity to see some of the ruins in Egypt. And the way that the New Kingdom set up is there would be this huge, big wall. Mm-hmm. And you would see this great thing. And then right behind it is you would see what all went in inside that temple or inside that building. Or, but as the kingdom got older and older, as time went along, mm-hmm. some of the newer ones had great big facades. They looked really impressive. Mm-hmm. When you got behind it, there wasn't a whole lot there. Mm-hmm. One would say today, all sizzle and no steak, right? So God sees past that. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're told to look at. You know, it's not about appearances. And like you said, the destination matters a whole lot more than the journey style. It's not yeah. what kind of front you're putting up. But that's going to, I'm going to stop rambling in just a second. Yeah. But that's going to matter for our evangelism going forward, because Generation Z, you know, people who are newly out of college or in college right now, they really look for authenticity. Mm-hmm.
And it's something we discussed a lot when we were talking about the differences in generations and what each generation looks for and values. And I know we talked about Gen Z really, really valuing authenticity and just having zero patience for hypocritical behavior, really.
And that can either be a huge threat mm-hmm. to the church, or it can be a massive opportunity. Mm-hmm. If we get it wrong, it's going to hurt. But yeah. if we get it right, we've got a huge opportunity for growth.
Absolutely. And I think it's the key to make sure that the church continues growing is to focus on those younger generations. Like they are the future of the church. And sometimes it's so hard, especially I feel like as we get older, it's harder and harder to see that. It's easy to say they're the future of the church, but we have to make sure that our actions kind of prepare them to be the future of the church and to lead the church.
Absolutely. And one of the people who's chief among them, if you will, of being authentic is Paul, mm-hmm. right? And I think it's Philippians 3:12-14. I mm-hmm. won't read it, but he says, I'm not perfect, but I press on.
Yep.
And you know, how many different places in scripture do we say, Paul say, I'm the chief sinner,
yep.
or here's how bad I am, or even I am allowed to be an instrument for Christ. Mm-hmm. There's probably a dozen that we could sit here and find in 10 minutes on Google, right? Yep. But he lived as an authentic Christian saying, mm-hmm. look, this is God's work and he's doing it through me. And if he can do it through me, as bad and as evil as I am, he can do it through anybody.
Exactly. And in that same stretch of verses, he says, you know, I'm forgetting what is behind me and straining toward what lies ahead. So, I mean, really kind of hammering home that we gotta make sure we're going in the right direction, because our direction determines our destination. And we just talked about how our destination is the most important thing. Finishing the race, crossing the finish line is the goal. And I think it's important to remember that while we're running the race, we're probably not gonna, you know, feel great the whole time. We're probably not gonna be cruising at 6 minute miles, you know. We're probably gonna stumble.
I've never run a 6 minute mile.
I'm just thinking about all of those marathoners. We talked about the marathon training that we're gonna do here, and
Wait.
in general, I'm not committing to anything, anyone. but you know, we're. The church is not filled with, keeping with the analogy, perfect runners, but it should be filled with encouragers. So our race is probably going to look different than the next person, the person beside us. We're not going to be running at the same pace. We're not going to have the same obstacles. We're not going to have the same potential, you know, injuries, if you will. Again, running with the analogy here.
We're really hammering these points, aren't we?
Oh my goodness, we're attempting.
And that's again one of the first points that we discussed this morning. No one's faith journey is the same, mm-hmm. and I mm-hmm. think we look at people, and this may have been more of a class thing than a sermon thing, but we talked about how you could see somebody and go, oh my goodness, look at their faith,
yeah.
look at how well they're doing, and you don't see under the surface what they're struggling with. You mm-hmm. know, the whole, everybody's seen the little thing that shows the Titanic hitting the iceberg. There's the little bitty iceberg that's on top, and there's mm-hmm. the huge iceberg that's under the water that no one don't see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the dangerous part. Or you see somebody and you say, man, they're really struggling, but that person may be really strong in their faith. Mm-hmm. But also, isn't that a point for trying to get to know our fellow Christians Absolutely. And having fellowship with them? Because there's what we see and what our surface relationship might right. be, but you don't really know what those things are that they may be struggling with or doing mm-hmm. well until you really get to know that person.
Yep. And I think about in Hebrews chapter 11, that's often called like the Hall of Faith chapter. And we talk about, it's a great example of how faith can take many forms. You see all of those people listed in Hebrews chapter 11, and each of their stories are different. Each of their paths are unique and, you know, filled with their own struggles and, you know, their own things that they struggle with. They don't all struggle with the same thing. And I think that's important to remember when we're looking at ourselves, that these people in the Hall of Faith, you know, they're pillars of faith. And when we think of like who had great faith, but they're also imperfect people, just like we are. So it's important to not hold ourselves to such high of a standard that we feel like there's no hope for us to ever get it right.
And that's something that we always evaluate ourselves based on what you see other people mm-hmm. doing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're evaluating yourself based on the facade of that other person. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to quote the Kingsman here, but I love this line where Colin Firth, you know who it
is. Yes, beautiful.
I wish I had his voice. But he says, nobility is not being about superior to your fellow man. It's about being superior to who you were yesterday.
Right.
So it's an internal evaluation, not a let me compare myself to what I think the faith of this person might mm-hmm. be or what I think the faith of this person might be. It's about that race that we don't know when it ends and there's no stopwatch, but what we're called to run is just about being better than the last few steps you took.
Mm-hmm. Your only comparison should be yourself. You should look at it and think about it like progress over perfection. You don't have to be perfect, but if you keep putting one foot in front of the other, you're going to get there. We also talked about how we need to be encouraging. And some of the most encouraging things that I've witnessed, I used to watch my brother run cross country. And my favorite parts of the cross country races were when inevitably the last person, they either had a bad day or maybe they were just slow and trying to be better, but they're, you know, pretty far behind other people. And all of the runners, all of the spectators will, you know, get up on their feet and they'll cheer for them that last, you know, 100 meters, and they'll get them over across the finish line. And it never fails. I tear up every time. But it is one of the most encouraging things.
You shouldn't watch Iron Will.
Well, now I want to go watch it.
Oh, it's a dog sled race. He's trying to finish at the very end.
Oh, that sounds, I would love it. And also I'm sure Vol.
For those of you that know this whistle, oh. you'll know it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take that as my homework. But Galatians 2 and Hebrews chapter 10, you know, we're told to bear one another's burdens. We're told to stir up one another to good works and encourage each other. And so that's something that we can do again with the race analogy. Think about cheering on the sidelines and being the encouragement for those who are running the race.
Yeah. Isn't that what running the race is to encourage our fellow brethren.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that part of the Great Commission was to go into all world and teach the gospel. The mm-hmm. gospel's the good news of Christ. Christ said, love your neighbor.
Yep.
You know, that it's not hard for us to sit back and put those things together and say, well, part of running our race is called to help others.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's no stopwatch.
Right.
It's how you run it, not when you get there.
Right.
And you just bring out Galatians 6:2.
I did.
To carry each other's burdens.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look up one more verse. And I had the wrong John, but I think it may be 1 John. 1 John 1:41, I think, as I turn there. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. There's, and I've got a footnote for a few more, but I'm not going to go into those. But how many times are we called to love your brother, look after your brother, take care of your neighbor, love your neighbor? It's a theme throughout Scripture, and that, again, I know I just said it, but that's part of running our race. Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll leave you with this. God did not call us to just start the race. He calls us to finish. And so just remember, keep moving in the right direction, and that is going to be toward Jesus, so that when we do cross that finish line, we can hear those words in Matthew chapter 25, well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your master.
That sounded like a professional, like, sermon close right there.
I mean, I try.
I liked it.
Well, as we close today's episode, we are going to be saying goodbye to Alex, not for forever, but for...
You made that sound sad.
I'm sorry. I am a little
I'm
sad.
I'm okay. He's not sick. We're not moving.
He's just taking a little break. So the next episode we do, we'll probably have a new co-host. So make sure you tune in to find out who that is. Again, Alex is not saying goodbye forever. He may fill in every now and again. So we're not losing him permanently, but he's taking a bit of a break. So just want to say thank you, Alex, so much for what you've done. And you encouraged me to do this. So thank you for that.
Encouragement or pressure, whichever gets the job done.
Well, let's go with encouragement since we just talked about being encouragers.
I like it. It's been fun. I know I'll be back. You know that old Superman movie where at the end he says, I'm always around. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure I'll be back on here. It's, again, been wonderful. It's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed this so much. I never thought, hey, I'd get to do a podcast one day.
I know,
that was something,
right?
Like during COVID, I think everybody wanted to do.
Yes, let's and all
I
start
thought,
a podcast.
Oh, that'd be fun. But this has been fun. It really has. So I hope you all have enjoyed it as much as I have.
I think it's safe to say, I speak for everybody, that you've done a great job and you've been great on here. So with that, thank you all for listening, whether you start your week with us, whether you use us as a good week to camp, or you end your week with us. We're so thankful that you're here.
Until we meet again, God bless you all.
Bye, everyone.
This
is After Sunday.